From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that if you want to get a vaccine shot for COVID-19, there are limited times to register. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro explains that his county expects 600 doses this week, and so on January 18, they began taking reservations and, he said, and I quote, all appointments filled within minutes, end quote. Ulster County sees a similar situation. Assistant Deputy Executive Daniel Torres wrote in an email, and I quote, expect to receive vaccines on Wednesday, and we are in the process of scheduling individuals who had their appointments previously canceled, end quote. Molinaro said they could be ending the pandemic sooner if they just had more vaccine. Molinaro said, and I quote, although we have the capacity to vaccinate thousands of residents each week, we can only vaccinate as many people as we receive vaccine doses for, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, we will continue to push for more vaccine, but in the meantime, we are dispensing every dose we get to eligible residents quickly and efficiently at our pod vaccination centers, end quote. In Columbia County, officials expect 400 doses rather than 300 this week. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said Columbia County is getting extra vaccines because its pharmacies don't have doses to give to seniors. Meanwhile, there were 48 new COVID-19 cases announced January 18th in Columbia County and another death. The state web tracker for coronavirus reported 30 new positive tests in Greene County January 18th. Ulster County reported 114 new cases of COVID-19 on January 18 and one more death. Dutchess County had 212 new coronavirus cases and six more deaths. Rensselaer County had 109 new cases on January 18th, and Albany County reported 172 new positive cases, three more deaths, and a record 180 hospitalized. Plus, 51 inmates and 22 staff are COVID-19 positive at the Albany County Jail. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. In an extraordinary move, Hudson Common Council President Thomas DiPietro has eliminated council committees for 2021, significantly altering the structure of city government. In lieu of separate committees populated and managed by the aldermen, department heads will now report to the full council at its informal meeting. Ad hoc committees will be created to address specific issues that need more time in public debate. DiPietro said the change is experimental. The changes mean all resolutions and laws will go through DiPietro, who will set the agenda and lead the ad hoc committees. Representatives of the Hudson Development Corporation, the Hudson Community and Development Planning Agency, and the Downtown Revitalization Initiative Committee will also report directly to DiPietro. DiPietro said, and I quote, centralizing all these things will lead to greater participation and openness of government in the long run, end quote. None of the 10 aldermen chose to discuss the changes at the organizational meeting last week before they unanimously voted to accept the rules of order, despite many not knowing about the planning advance. In 2020, the council had 9 committees, each made up of 4 members, including the committee chair. DiPietro said Zoom meetings have gotten out of control, with online attendees misunderstanding them as public forums. Majority Leader and Second Ward Alderperson Tiffany Garagia, who chaired the Housing and Transportation Committee, said the structure will bring something different for the new year. She said, and I quote, a new style, if you will, for 2021, end quote. She said the council will see if the setup works to decide whether or not to continue it for 2022. Editor's note, DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Approximately 30% of New Yorkers responding to a Siena College poll believe race relations in the state are good or excellent, and views have changed little in the past year, according to data collected and released by Siena College on January 18th, the official commemoration of the Reverend Martin Luther King's birthday. The poll found a combined 31% of state residents think race relations are excellent or good, while a combined 64% say race relations are fair or poor. The split is identical to what Siena found in June 2020 after protests against racial inequality and police brutality in cities nationwide. According to the Siena poll, the Black Lives Matter movement has dropped in favorability since the spring protest, falling from 66% favorable to 56%. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Fire briefly broke out Monday, January 19th at the Norlite aggregate plant in Cohoes. Authorities believe that spilled fuel outside of one of the buildings led to a brief fire starting shortly after 11 a.m. Fire Captain Jason Jerry said no injuries were reported and the Cohoes City firefighters had it out within 20 minutes. Norlite spokesman Prince Knight noted that the facility immediately implemented its contingency plan and contacted the city fire department. Knight said, and I quote, "Once the fire was extinguished, facilities personnel immediately notified both the Department of Environmental Conservation and Cohoes Mayor Bill Keeler. The incident is under review by Norlite's Environmental Health and Safety Engineering and Operations Departments." He went on to say, and I quote, "The Norlite team wishes to thank the Cohoes Fire and Police Departments for their immediate and professional response," end quote. Norlite has been in the news for the past year when it was learned the company had been incinerating potentially toxic PFAS compounds in the company's kiln, which processes shale rock into construction and road building aggregate. Burning of the compound has since been banned under state law. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.